Hi.
So, first question, what was your initial reaction when you heard you would be sent to the camp?
Well, I was confused and vastly bewildered. We didn't know what was going to happen. It came as a surprise and a shock to me anyway, and to most of my generation, that is the Nisei generation. Most of us were astounded that such a thing could happen.
What do you remember about the day that you were sent to the camps?
And that we were all lined up and we stood around waiting for a long time. And one of the things that really impressed me, my very good friend, he was a hunting partner of mine, but everybody called him Fish Foster, and I don't know why they called him Fish, but that's what we called him. But he was the only one of my classmates that came down at the railroad station to see us off, because it was a school day. I said, my God, that's Fish Foster, he's cutting class. I still remember to this day is how bitterly my aunt, Obasan, she was my uncle Datsu's wife, but she came to the United States from Japan in 1931, and here 10 days later, she's being trundled off to God knows where, and she was crying bitterly because she didn't want to leave the Hood River Valley. You know?
What were the camps like inside?
There were two camps. The first camp was the one called an assembly center, and it was at a place called Pinedale, California, which is, but then we all of a sudden get dumped down into the Pinedale area, and it was just hotter than blazes. And the other thing besides the heat that impressed me was that this camp was surrounded by fig orchards, and I'd never seen fig orchards before, never even seen fig grow, and that impressed me too. We had outhouses to use to go to the toilet in. And that really impressed me. The other thing that impressed me is that we didn't have mattresses to sleep on. We had to go to a big, big pile of straw and hay out in the infield somewhere and stuff these sacks with hay. And that was our mattress.
Oh,
nice. And it was so blasted hot. It was so uncomfortable there. A lot of people got sick there the first day.
What did you do for recreation inside the camps?
Well, I worked. I volunteered, so that took up most of my day. But at night, they'd have talent shows, and they'd have harmonica songs and gatherings of all kinds. But mainly, they had camp dances too, and then they also had sports activities.
Yeah.
So I played a lot of baseball during that when I had my time off, which is weekends and after work too. So there was plenty to do.
Yeah. There's a section in Lauren Kessler's book, Stubborn Twig, that describes you as a wild teenager that ran around in gangs, chasing girls and smoking cigarettes. Is this accurate?
Yeah, it was, because it was there. I shouldn't say I learned to smoke there. I learned to smoke before I left Hood River. I was 17 when I left Camp Juliet. Chop. He was 9 years older than me. He smoked like a fiend, so I used to snitch his cigarettes, and I'd smoke them off by myself. And then by the time that I went to camp, I was kind of hooked on cigarette smoking. My mother didn't know that, though. She never saw me smoke.
What was going through your head when you actually shook hands with the President of the United States? What was that feeling like?
So one of the questions that the U.S. Bank asked me is my secret question to identify me. He said, who in the world would you like to meet the most? And my replied to that, this is years ago, was Barack Obama.
Wow.
And guess what? Several years later, I actually did meet President Obama. I shook his hand and even got to hug his wife.
Wow.
So that was really my day. That was a great day.
That must have been going in the White House. I mean, did you get choked up thinking about men and your
family? Oh, sure. I said, my God, I'm meeting my president. I never thought that would ever happen.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.